Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning and welcome to the Clay County Corner. We hope to inform you of local happenings, events, and general information about Clay County. This is Scott Hunt at the historic Clay County Courthouse on the square in Salina. This radio broadcast is sponsored in part and hosted by the three-star volunteer program of Clay County, the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. And we are live every Thursday, 9 to 10 o'clock on Kicks Country 101.5, and this show will be replayed this evening at 6 p.m. We have a great show for you today. Just pour yourself a cup of coffee and sit back and listen to the latest Clay County happenings. On the lineup today, we have Randall Kilman with UCHRA, Randall Bailey with the Lions Club, and Ray Norris from the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. Today's subjects will include information about the Meals on Wheels program, the White Cane fundraising, and the latest from the Chamber. Before we start, let's take a break for our sponsors, and we'll return with Randall Kilman.
Cumberland River Hospital in Salina is pleased to announce that Dr. Jeff Moore, general and vascular surgeon from Cookeville Regional Medical Center, will be scheduling office visits in Salina every Tuesday, keeping your care closer to home. Receiving his medical degree from the University of Tennessee College of Medicine, Dr. Moore will be seeing patients in his office at Cumberland River Hospital each week and specializes in a number of surgical procedures. For appointments, call his Cookeville office at 931-528-1992. That's 931-528-1992. Cumberland River Hospital and Cookeville Regional Medical Center. When proven providers come together, everybody wins.
This is Scott Hunt back at the Clay County Corner. Our program today will begin with Randall Kilman, who is with the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. Welcome back, Randall.
Thank you. Appreciate you inviting me back.
I know you're pretty regular here on this show, and each time you come, you wear a different hat. So today you have your Baker's hat on, because we'll be talking about the Meals on Wheels program.
That is correct. We have as I've said before, we have 62 different programs with UCHRA, so there's always plenty to talk about.
A lot of hats.
That's correct. And so today we're going to talk about home-delivered meals, which is what most people know as Meals on Wheels.
Mm-hmm.
Meals on Wheels is a program that has been around since 1974, I believe. And it's a program that's funded through 12 different sources, at least 12. And we have it's one of those very unique programs that many organizations, many state departments and federal departments have sort of combined money to be able to assist people who are either seniors or have some sort of disability that maybe keeps them from being able to get out and enjoy the things that a lot of us take for granted. So we're able to go in and take them a warm meal each day of the week and provide them maybe something they wouldn't have had otherwise.
And who is eligible? What's the eligibility on that?
Well, it varies, and it is varying on basically the individual person, but the simple answer to that is anyone that's a senior or folks that's senior over the age of 60 years old, and also, or if they have some sort of disability. The idea is to be able to help people who otherwise would not be able to get out and maybe go grocery shopping and do those things on their own, or maybe not able to cook a warm meal for themselves.
Okay. And you said this program's been around since the early 70s. You know, how many people does this program serve annually? You know?
Well, it serves thousands of people. Now, in Clay County alone, we have 81 people that is receiving home delivered meals here in Clay County. Now, to give you an idea, even though we have 81, we still have 34 people on the waiting list. And of course, that waiting list changes on a day to day basis. But with those 81 people, as of the end of the fiscal year last year, which was June 30th. We served over 11,000 meals just here in Clay County.
That's great. And what can people do to help, you know, shrink that waiting list?
Well, we have varying ways that can be done. One is, of course, if someone wants to sponsor a person for home-delivered meals. If they want to sponsor a person, they can. It's $1,850 for a whole year. So $1,850 will supply a warm meal daily for an individual for a full year. And this is a meal that's nutritious and is based on dietary guidelines to make sure that they have the proper nutrients for their particular age and their particular situation. So if there's any civic groups or church groups that would be interested in donating to provide a home-delivered meal, they can contact our local office here in Salina and speak with Ms. Sandra Grace, and she'll be glad to take care of it. Also, if you have a family member, let's say that there's a family member, whether it be in here in Clay County or anywhere in the Upper Cumberland, and the family wants to make sure that that person gets a home-delivered meal, they can self-pay. They can pay this amount of money, and they will be sure that that family member receives that warm meal, and there is no requirements on that. Mm-hmm. So if it's self-pay, there is no guidelines as far as saying who can receive it.
So what's the average cost of a meal?
Our average cost of a meal is about $5 and something a meal. It's just a little over $5 a meal. Of course, like I said, that is the daily recommended allowance of vitamins, nutrients, and calories. And then, of course, milk comes with that. So it's a nutritious, very nutritious meal.
It's not just a fast food meal and junk food.
Absolutely not. There is now, we do have a few people that maybe complain about some of the flavor, because since we do follow the guidelines, there's no salt added. We do give a little pack of butter that goes along with it. There's no fat added. When the foods come out of the can, they're pre-washed to take out extra sodium out of them. So it's a very healthy meal. You can be assured whenever they're eating that meal, they're getting what they need.
A lot of these folks otherwise would just go hungry. Yeah.
Unfortunately, that's true. And not only is it a way to prevent hunger for the seniors and maybe those with disabilities, but it's also a way to check in on them. Unfortunately, we have a lot of people out there, even here in Clay County, that without this program, there may not be anybody to check in on them on a daily basis. So when we're delivering the meal, it's more than just dropping a meal off. You know, we're making sure that person's okay. They're up and going. If one of our delivery aides notice something that's not hardly right, they will either contact their case manager, or if they know a family member to contact, they'll do something to follow up to make sure that that person is okay.
Yeah, that's great, too, because, like I say, a lot of these older folks may have Alzheimer's things and can't really take care of themselves and aren't aware of some of the things going on around them, even though, you know.
That's true. And so it's very important, I think, for the social interaction. And you know, quite honestly, we all need a little social interaction. And I thought one of our aides have told us that the most difficult thing is being able to get everybody delivered in that time frame, because, you know, everybody wants to talk a few minutes.
Yeah.
And of course, they enjoy talking to them, our aides do, but unfortunately, there's not a lot of time there. So they've got to get in and get out fairly quick. But at the same time, they do get to have a little interaction with them and speak with them, and they build relationships with them. These people become friends and even family to a lot of these folks that deliver the meals.
So I guess it's kind of a sad thing when they go and that person, you know, dies and they
it is. Speaking with one of our home delivery aides back a few months ago, and he made the comment that he had done a lot of jobs and he's in the retirement stage now himself. But he said this was the most rewarding job he had ever had, and he had made a lot of good, lasting friendships. And he said, you know, it was also, you lose people. And when you do, he said it was like losing a family member. So,
yeah.
You know, these are relationships that we're building here.
And so it's more than just the food. Okay, and you said this program is funded. How is the local program here?
Well, we have, like I said, there's funding through the Department of Aging. There's funding through United Way. We have, matter of fact, we have the Catholic Church here in Salina also helps fund the program here in Clay County. We have several people who may donate a few dollars, or they may donate the whole amount of money. So whatever the case is, we're glad to accept anything that we can to be able to assist these folks in getting their meals.
Okay. All right, we're talking with Randall Kilman from the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency. We're going to take a break for a minute and hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be right back with Randall.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
Whoa, a digital music player. Thanks, Mom.
Glad you like it. We can finally toss out that old massive stereo.
Mom, you can't just throw out electronics. They need to be recycled or donated.
Recycled? Like aluminum cans?
Yeah. You just go to greenergadgets.org, enter your zip code, and it tells you where the nearest certified recycling center is.
I knew that.
Okay, Mom.
Recycling electronics is as easy as buying them. Log on to greenergadgets.org to find electronics recycling options near you.
All right, welcome back. This is Scott Hunt with the Clay County Corner. We've been talking with Randall Kilman with the Upper Cumberland Human Resource Agency about the Meals on Wheels program and all the benefits it has for the citizens of Clay County. And, Randall, does your agency accept donations? I know you briefly touched on that on the previous session there.
We do. We accept donations, we accept cash donations, or we accept in-kind if someone has, we have, of course, as I'm sure everybody realizes, to be able to get these meals delivered, we have to have automobiles and things to get it out there. We have a fleet that we currently run, but most of our fleet has a lot of miles on them, and we've been trying to replace a few as we go along. So, you know, any entity that may have automobiles or whatever, we'll take about anything to be able to either use or be able to turn into money to be able to get the money to help continue this program.
So any donated items could be sold and turned into cash to go back into the program.
Absolutely.
All right. Mentioned churches and civic groups. How would they get in touch with you to, you know, get involved?
Sure. Well, they can either contact our local office here in Salina and speak with Ms. Sandra Grace, or they can contact our central office in Cookeville, which is 528-1127, 931 area code. And if they want to sponsor, if they have an individual person that they would like to sponsor out of their organization, they can do that. They can pick the person and say, we would like to sponsor this person. Or if they want to do an anonymous where they just give the money and it goes to the next person in need, we can do that as well. Something else that we've just started with our home-delivered meals program to work with civic groups, churches, that sort of thing, is we're starting a program where we'll be doing advertisement on our cars. Okay. So, for instance, if a church organization wanted to advertise their church or their civic group, we could put advertisement on the car. And keep in mind, these cars are running all over the Upper Cumberland, so it'd be a great form of advertising.
It'd be seen by thousands of people.
Absolutely, and seen doing a good cause.
Because these vehicles go in how many different counties?
14 counties.
Yes. Okay, and they probably rotate all around.
They do. We're all over the Upper Cumberland. Of course, we have three primary kitchens. Our primary kitchen for Clay County is out of Jackson County. So the meals are cooked there and then brought into the different counties. And so, like I said, it's all over the Upper Cumberland they're traveling.
Okay. And if somebody wanted to volunteer, what's the minimum amount they could volunteer or maximum?
They can volunteer one time. They can volunteer once a week, 2 days a week, or every day. We're always glad to accept volunteers in any way we can get them. They can volunteer in the kitchen. They can volunteer helping deliver meals. And we have people that will come in once a week. Some people will come in every day of the week or maybe once a month. So we're always glad to do that. Also, if you have, once again, churches, civic groups, or even companies, we have Cummins Filtration out of Cookeville. For the last 20 years, they have volunteered and donated one of their automobiles and one of their employees to go out every day for this two-hour period of time and help deliver meals in the Putnam County area. So this is something, it doesn't matter who you are or what walk of life you're in, even if you don't have money that you can donate, if you've got time, we certainly are glad to take that.
It's good to donate to keep this program going, because one day we may be the recipients of the program and be in need ourselves and have someone donating their time to come and provide us a meal and to talk to us. And
absolutely, absolutely. And something I failed to mention just earlier, we've talked about on the program before, is if you know anyone that usually drinks Ensure, which is a nutritional supplement drink, we sell that here at the local office in all 14 counties. They can buy that for $20 a case. That is about half price of what you would pay at retail. And for that $20 a case, $13 of it is our cost. $7 of it goes directly to the home delivered meals program. So that's another way that we supplement our dollars for home delivered meals. We also sell, it's getting about that time of year, if anyone ever buys nuts or anything like that for Christmas present in the nice little tins, please go by the local office here at UCHRA. We'll be selling nuts here before long. All the proceeds, once again, goes to home-delivered meals. And we also sell cookbooks. Those cookbooks are $10 a piece. Once again, the local office has them. There's recipes from many of the people that work at the agency, and wonderful little treats in there that you could cook up for the holidays that'll be coming up here shortly.
Yep, and Christmas is coming up, so that'd be some great gifts and be helping out people at the same time. And I see here you have something about raising matching dollars. What is that program?
Well, what we do is, and one of the things I mentioned is through like the Ensure program and through the nut sales and also through cookbooks. But we're always open to suggestions. So anyone that if a program to where they want to raise money and they want to do something that can add matching dollars to the federal funds and the state funds that we get, we're always glad to do it. We had a lady that just come in a few weeks ago, very touching story. Her and her husband had been on hard times themselves back several years ago, and she said without our help through our LIHEAP program and some of our other programs that helped them pay some of their electric bills and got them some groceries, that they would have probably lost their home. And since that time, they have done well for themselves. They started their own business. And she contacted me a couple of weeks ago and said, I'd like to give back. And she said, years ago you all helped us, and now it's our turn to give back. She brought in over $400 in cash and donated to the agency, which went into the Home Delivered Meals program. So, you know, we've seen success stories where we've been able to help people, and then those people, they remember that, and then they've come back and they've helped. So it's giving it forward, and we're thrilled to see that happen.
Are these donations tax deductible?
They are. No. We're a nonprofit agency, so we can give them a receipt. They are tax deductible, and they can donate in the form of a check, or if they prefer to do it anonymously, they can do that too. So like I said, we're glad to be able to accept anything we can to be able to make sure that we continue to serve those people that need our help the most.
Okay, so those companies and individuals out there that may need a little bit of a tax break for donation purposes, the Absolutely. Your agency would be a great one to donate to.
That is correct, yes.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a short break and hear from our sponsors. And I want to thank you, Randall, for coming in and sharing this great information. And then we'll be back with another guest. Thank you.
Hello, this is Paula Boone with Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center. We are excited to announce two new services available to our community. We are now offering adult daycare and outpatient therapies. Our adult daycare program is designed to provide improvements in the health of adults who may just need a safe place to be during the day. Nutritious meals, snacks, activities, and a full-service beauty shop are just a few of the services available. Outpatient physical, occupational, and speech therapies are now offered to our community as well. Most major insurance plans are accepted. For more information, give us a call today at 931-243-3139. We will be glad to assist you. Again, that is 931-243-3139, Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center in Solana, Tennessee.
As an adult, you probably don't think much about vaccines, but the truth is, more adults than kids die every year from diseases that vaccines can prevent. Vaccines can prevent everything from flu to cancer. This is Dr. Bill Schaffner of the National Foundation for Infectious Diseases. Vaccines are recommended throughout our lives to maintain our immunity. Staying up to date isn't as hard as you think. Visit adultvaccination.org for more information. That's adultvaccination.org.
All right, welcome back to Kix 101.5 FM. This is Scott Hunt, your host for the Clay County Corner for today. And our next guest is Randall Bailey with the Clay County Lions Club. Welcome, Randall, or
thank you,
Ronald. And how long have you been a member of the Lions Club, Ronald?
About 25 years, I'm told.
25 years, long time. And what is your current position at the Lions Club?
I'm the King Lion or the President.
The King Lion, huh? And what is the main focus of the Lions Club?
Well, the main focus is sight, eyeglasses, get eyeglasses for people that have sight problems, and of course, citizenship.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've heard a lot about the sight for years, even when I was a kid. I know we had tests in school for our sight and everything,
yes,
through the Lions Club, so that program's been around for a long time, I know they do a lot of donations, you know, drives and everything to help, that program.
We're going to have a roadblock, which is called a White Cane Day.
Okay.
This Saturday from 8 to whenever. And we welcome and hope everybody comes through and donates. And all the money that we collect goes for site research or whatever.
Okay.
It all goes back into the community.
And where is that roadblock going to be set up at?
The four-way stop here.
The four-way stop here around town, okay? So when y'all see those people out there taking up money, you know, y'all don't turn on the side roads. Y'all go up there and drop your money in the bucket because it's for a great cause. And I know I've heard from previous guests on here that y'all are trying to raise money for special cameras for the take pictures of the eyes for the students.
Yeah. Overton County Club in Livingston, they bought a camera last year. Food system in Overton County, and we're hoping to do the same thing here. And of course, our kids in the daycare is going to be tested sometime this next month.
Okay.
They were tested last year also.
If you can catch the problems early like that, then it, you know, may keep them from going blind in the future. And I heard those cameras aren't cheap. They're what, around 5,000?
I think 5,000 plus.
5,000 plus. So, so it's going to take a lot of quarters and nickels and dimes to pay for that. So,
yes.
So y'all be generous when you come to the four-way stop up here and you know, drop money in the bucket, because remember, it's going for a great cause. And how long has that White Cane program been around?
Well, I'd say probably 40 years or better.
40 years. Mm-hmm. That's a long time. And how can we, as citizens, you know, help make the White Cane program successful besides just giving our money? Is there ways we can raise money on our own?
You can donate your old glasses.
Okay.
That you're not using anymore. to the Lions Club, and they send them off, and they redo them and fit them for kids or adults or whoever can use them.
Instead of them
this is a worldwide thing.
Yeah, instead of them just sitting in your drawer, they're not being used in any way, you can donate them and have them go to good use. Well, that's a great program also. And how can people become a member of the Lions Club if they would like to become a Lion?
All they have to do is come to the regular meeting. We have a meeting twice a month, second and fourth Monday of every month, and we're more than welcome to come and join, and we need workers.
Need workers.
Some good workers, yes.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, and then we'll come right back with Ronald Bailey, and we'll hear from our sponsors.
Auto, property, farm, business, life, term, do you have enough coverage? Are you overinsured? Are you paying too much? How do you know what insurance provides the right coverage for you? Well, you can find out by contacting Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee. Hugh Davenport has been helping his friends and neighbors get the insurance they need for 36 years, and he can help you too. He'll make sure you have a full understanding of your needs and get you the coverage that's just right for you. Make sure you're not underinsured or overinsured. Contact Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau at 808 East Lake in Salina, Tennessee. Open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 until 4:30, and Fridays until 5. You can call him at 931-243-3181. That's 931-243-3181. For Hugh Davenport at Clay County Farm Bureau in Salina, Tennessee.
All right, welcome back. This is Scott Hunt, the Clay County Corner, and we're here with Ronald Bailey with the Clay County Lions Club. Ronald is the president or head lion of the Lions Club. And you were talking about if someone wants to be a member, all they have to do is just ask someone that's a member or come to the meetings. When are the meetings? Where and when are they held?
Second and fourth Monday night at 6:30. At the Clay County Park over here.
Okay, and everyone's invited, correct?
Everybody's invited to come and join. Okay. We need some real good workers.
And it's not just for men, it's for women?
It's
women,
men.
Okay, do they have children's
We
group,
have what they call a Leo's Club in high school.
Leo, okay.
And we got that started probably 3 years ago, something like that.
That's a good way to get the young people involved and in civic activities and get them on the right path to volunteer and help out.
And we've had some good Leos the last 3 years. They've helped out in the drives and selling concessions and stuff like that.
Okay. And is there anything else you'd like to say about the Lions Club, maybe some upcoming events? I know we have the yard sale coming by. You want to talk about the yard sale?
The yard sale, which is a roller coaster. This thing starts in Temple Hill, Kentucky, comes all the way down through this 52, through Tompkinsville and Salina and Livingston and Birdstown, then back down this way, and then goes back into Kentucky.
150 miles,
yes,
I believe,
sir.
Of yard sale.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big yard sale. And
we also going to have pancake breakfast.
Okay.
That morning, starting about 6:30, we'll be going to be serving pancakes, $5 for 3 pancakes and 2 sausages and coffee or orange juice.
Okay. Yeah. And which day is that on?
That's on Saturday, October the 5th.
October the 5th. Pancake breakfast, and do you have to buy advance tickets or pay at the door?
No, you can pay at the door, or we'll sell you one right now.
All right. And what all comes with the meal? Is pancakes? Does it have meat and drink?
They have sausage and milk or orange juice or coffee.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, it sounds yummy. And you have anything else at all you can think of that you may want to tell the people about the Lions Club? Or?
Nah, not a thing, except just come by the roadblock Saturday morning and put all your nickels and dimes and quarters in the pot, and maybe we'll get up enough money to buy some glasses.
Yeah, just roll your pennies and nickels and all your change, and even put that paper money in there. They always like paper money. It's easier to count, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
All right. Okay, we're going to take another break from here from our sponsors, and we'll be back with another guest. And we want to thank you, Ronald, for coming and sharing with us, and hope to see you on the show again.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Good afternoon. This is Elaine Closier. We're trying to help everyone get through this vast home improvement warehouse. We're currently in the plumbing department, but there seems to be a cart with a pallet of 2x4s turned sideways in the aisle. No one can get through. And don't even try the paint counter. They're going to be bottlenecked there for the next hour at least. You may want to avoid that area and try an alternate route.
Are you tired of the long lines at the big box home improvement centers? Come visit the folks at Salina Lumber for all your home improvement needs right here at home. Remember the personal attention you used to get at the old corner store? Well, that same experience still exists at Salina Lumber Company, your local PPG Porter paints dealer, where you'll find the perfect paint, expertise, product knowledge, and personal service to help you complete any paint job inside and out. Every job deserves PPG Porter Paints, a trusted brand for 90 years. Catch the PPG Porter Paints experience at Salina Lumber Company, where we're so much more than lumber.
Recycling means to use something again. Newspapers can be used to make new newspapers. Aluminum cans can be used to make new aluminum cans. Glass jars can be used to make new glass jars. Recycling often saves energy and natural resources. It almost always takes less energy to make a product from recycled materials than it does to make it from new materials. Don't forget to add up the savings and be energy wise.
And welcome back to Kix 101.5 FM. This is Scott Hunt here with Ray Norris, and he's with the County Chamber of Commerce. Welcome, Ray.
Thank you, Scott. It's always a pleasure to be here.
I know you've been on the show many, many times, and you're partly responsible for the show. And how long have you lived in Clay County yourself, Ray?
I've lived here full-time since April of 2001, but I bought property here in 1990 and built my vacation and retirement home. So I'm a long-time taxpayer as well.
Okay. You're like me. I've bought my property and then finally moved out here and working on building a home. And how long have you worked with the Chamber of Commerce?
A little over 6 years. It was July of 2007 when I started, July 1st.
So you moved here and retired for a while and then decided to get back into the...
Yeah, I had the good life for a little over 6 years. I enjoyed it. But I really enjoyed being at the Chamber. I've got a chance to meet a lot of our residents, and it's been a real fun job. We've accomplished a few things, but it is fun, and we're fortunate that we're now 3-star certified, and related to that, we've got over 100 local people involved in our 3-star program, and those folks are moving mountains for Clay County. So I can't say enough about those folks. They're really important to us.
I know we just recently had the 3-star award dinner where people were recognized for their volunteer time, and that was a great dinner, and got to see all the recognition for the people with their hard work. And, 3-star, volunteering in your county, that's one way you can make the county a lot better place to live and just volunteer your time. And it's a great way to meet people and get involved. And there may be a lot of new people here moving in from other areas that aren't aware of what all's going on in Clay County, and they want to be part of the county and help out. So how would they be able to be part of the 3-star volunteer program?
Well, quite often, even before people move here, we're one of the first stops. The Chamber of Commerce, they come to get maps, information about businesses, jobs, etc. And we do have the opportunity to meet quite a few out of town and out of state and occasionally out of country people that are looking us over for different reasons, whether it's business or just to live here. And fairly often we are, believe it or not, we're growing to be a very attractive county to move to, partly because of the beauty here. That's the main reason I landed here. But also, our infrastructure is improving, and the 3-star group are a big part of that, because not only are they accomplishing a lot, but it's also, to some degree, a social organization for people that want to make a difference here. So
I know I've met a lot of people through the Chamber. I go down there and hang out and help out down there a lot and help out, different activities. And it's just a way of networking and meeting people and becoming friends with people and being a part of the community. Could sit at the house and watch TV, but I'd rather, be a part of the community and help out. And what is the main purpose of the Chamber for businesses? Can you describe some of the benefits of it?
Well, the main purpose of any chamber or any county or any municipality is to connect outside people with our people in terms of if they're interested in either moving here to live or if they're interested, they're looking for a place to start a business. We get basically through the state ECD, Economic and Community Development Department, we get leads from out-of-state businesses that want to, they're looking at either relocating or growing and they need another site. The difficulty that Clay County and all small rural counties, we are small, we have is the leads that we get through the state ECD folks are the big companies who want to have a large footprint. And quite often they want to be within 8 or 10 miles of an interstate. They want to be within 8 or 10 miles of a major airport. And a lot of them want rail. So on many aspects, that takes us out probably 98-99% of the leads that the state funnels to us, and they funnel to all the counties as well. We're automatically excluded because we don't have the main criteria that many large companies are looking for. But if you look at it in the big picture, I think that's the right way to look at it. I would much rather have 10 companies that employed 75 people as instead of one company that employed 750 people, because we've seen what happens when you put all your eggs in one basket. And when Oshkosh left, we almost overnight we went up to like 40% unemployment rate. We don't want to go there again. We're still a financially distressed county related to when Oshkosh left. So we're digging out. We're getting much, much closer to where we need to be. We still have a ways to go, but we're making progress.
Okay. I believe the completion of the new highway will help out with attracting people to the area, because before when they had to go down through the curvy roads up there on the old road, you know, it was a little difficult to maneuver big trucks through there, but now with the highway, you know, it's a lot more ease to get in here to the industrial parks.
You're exactly right, and related to that, I'm sure most of the listeners have been up on the new 52 that comes down by the hospital. But when you're coming down there, about a mile or two out of town, you've got a beautiful scenery. You can see the courthouse.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a beautiful picture. So I hope we can capitalize on that view in future advertising.
Yeah, so people that are new to the area, and even the ones that have been here a long time, they see a different view coming in from the new highway. And then also looking off over the valley there, Pennington, Bottom, whatever, it's a beautiful sight over there off the new highway there, beautiful view that nobody really knew was there before. So, you know, different aspects. So the highway, I think, will be great for the county. We also still have the river over here, which I know you've talked about waterway transportation, you know, looking into that in the future, and that's still, you know, a viable transportation mode. And Clay County has a lot of people coming from all over the country, you know, as a place to retire, get away from the hustle and the bustle of the big cities. And what type of businesses do you feel are really needed here to service these people that are coming in from these other areas? You know, a lot of these people are used to being in a big city, and they've got all the stores around them, all the, you know, their conveniences, and then they move to a smaller town, and they may have to drive 30 miles, you know, to the nearest bigger town to do the same things they did before. What are some of the businesses you think people could look at bringing into the county to help service the needs of the people moving in?
Well, here again, all rural counties have suffered the same fate with regards to the big box stores, and I'm not going to throw stones at them. Everybody already has their own opinions on that. But that alone took a lot of retail away from the small counties. If an entrepreneur wants to get into the retail business, of course, that does take a significant capital investment. But that's one thing that I really believe it has a more attractive future than most people would realize. The cost of energy, gasoline specifically, has gotten well over $3, and I don't think it's going to be coming down anytime soon unless something really, really major happens. So I really believe that there is a niche for retail in the small rural counties that the residents would warm up to. If you don't have to drive 30 to 45 minutes to get to a big city and go to a big box store, if you can handle it with a 5 or 10 minute drive here in Clay County, I do prefer to take a short drive. And once you calculate the cost of your gas and add that back into your purchase, that makes it a whole lot more even than you would think.
Yeah, I know some of the businesses we've looked at, you know, that aren't here, things like bakeries, you know, to get fresh baked goods, you know, that would be something good here. And just things along that line that, you know, instead of having to drive to Tompkinsville or Livingston or Cookeville to get, you know, fresh bread or anything like that, you know, you can get that here. So, you know, people that are moving into this area and would like to start a business, you know, just kind of look around and see what's lacking right now, and that way you can, you know, decide what kind of business you'd like to go into.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, one other point that I'd like to make that the average person, and I never really gave it much thought until I landed at the chamber, a lot of the city and county revenue is from sales tax that was paid in this county.
Mm-hmm.
So when we shop in Tompkinsville or Cookeville, we're taking revenue away from our county governments. Now, if you carry that through and compare, okay, if I do most of my shopping out of the county, then if too many of us do that, then that sales revenue is going to get smaller. But guess what? The county and city still needs revenue to provide the services that we all want. So
yeah.
We do need to keep that in mind when we decide to go out of town shopping. Try to stay in your county if at all possible, and the sales tax revenue will help the county governments as well.
Okay. We're going to take a short break, hear from our sponsors, and then we'll be back with Ray Norris.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hearing loss is a growing health issue among young adults and older Americans, affecting more than 48 million people nationwide. Now is the time to preserve your hearing, limiting exposure to loud noises, using ear protection when attending sports events or music concerts, and following the 60-60 rule, limiting the use of earbud headphones to 60 minutes at a time and at 60% of maximum volume. Talk to your hearing health care provider or your physician and schedule a hearing test. Go to hearingloss.org. A public service message from the Hearing Loss Association of America, High Health Innovations, and this station.
All right, thank you for welcome back to the Clay County Corner. My name is Scott Hunt, and I'm your guest host today. And we're here with Ray Norris, and we're talking about the Chamber of Commerce and the county. And I know we have one new business coming into town, Green Tech. Do you have any information, updates on that?
Yes, Green Tech, for anybody who's not aware of it, it's a Canadian company. And the owner, Mr. Al Kirby, has decided to put a plant here that makes the same products that they make up in Canada for the Canadian market and for some of their overseas markets. To this point, they hadn't really tried to do much in the U.S., but now they're going to focus on the U.S. market. So I think they have a very bright future here. He's got some very good products. But related to their footprint here, they have signed a lease for the county spec building, and he's in the middle of completing the building for occupancy. A spec building is basically a large empty building that has not been finished on the inside. It doesn't have heat or air or any internal plumbing to speak of. So he's got to finish that, build walls and departments, et cetera. And that's going to take a number of months before it's really completed.
Okay.
And also, he's recently leased a building here downtown Salina that used to be Terry Drugs. Prior to that, I believe it was the Bank of Salina. and he's in the midst of renovating that building, and it's really getting attractive. He's dressing it up for his business. I don't know what the completion date is, but based upon what it looks like today, he's getting close.
Moving right along with it.
Moving right along.
And also, I talked to him about that building, and he's interested in the history of that building, being the Bank of Salina. And I noticed someone brought up the original bank marble sign that was on the bank 60-something years ago and donated that to him. The Terry Drugstore sign is now available. You know, for you can see that now where it used to be there. It used to be covered up. And he's looking to find out all about the history and any pictures people may have of that building so he can, you know, do like a little plaque and put on the building, let people know, you know, what it was and just the history of it, you know, trying to make it like a little museum, too. And do you have any information on the V&F transformers?
Yes. Usually each month their CEO, Mr. Dean Fodorero, he comes to town to review progress at the plant, and he's usually here for a day or two. And he normally stops by the office, and we talk for 45 minutes to an hour, and he updates me on certain things. One thing that they are in the process of doing is adding another department here in the Salina plant, machine shop. I don't think that particular department's not going to employ a lot of people. I think it's three or so. But what that will bring to this plant is the ability for the Salina plant to build any and or all products that are currently being built up in their Chicago, or actually it's Bartlett, Illinois, but it's a Chicago suburb. Any product that they build up there, they will be able to build down here. Now, I worked for a manufacturer for 33 years, and let me tell you, that's a very strategic move. I would expect they are seriously considering doing that. But I'm not saying that's going to happen anytime soon. I don't have the inside track on their strategic plan, but that is a very good move. They're very pleased with the productivity of the Salina plant and the people that work here. They're very impressed. So here again, I can't speak on for them, but my opinion is they're very pleased with it, and I think they're going to put more eggs in this basket.
Yeah. That's good. Even a few jobs may lead into more jobs in the future if they get more business because they're able to do more here at this plant. And when someone's looking at putting a business in an area, you know, can you explain a little bit about how long it takes for a startup and what all is involved in that?
Yes, I can. I've had personal experience. It's not as quick as most people would think. If there's buildings available, that's a big plus. As I mentioned, if on all the leads that we get through the state, the main thing they want are existing buildings. A number of years ago, when China came in and clobbered American business, manufacturing businesses, that freed up an awful lot of buildings. There are thousands of buildings in this country, manufacturing buildings, factories, et cetera, that are empty and available. So the market has changed. Now people see the benefit. If they can retrofit an existing building, it saves them a lot of time and a lot of money. So if you don't have a building, when you get a lead, that narrows your chance of success. And to that point, at the last ID board meeting, I explained to the board, we need a building since the spec building that we have has now been leased to Green Tech of Tennessee for the foreseeable future. So we're researching through TVA some grants and loans that will help us to build the building. That's what was done back when our current spec building was built. It was through a TVA program. So, as a matter of fact, yesterday I was in a meeting and I discussed this with our TBA representative, and she's going to set up a meeting, and we'll be talking more detailed about that. But if you don't have a building in today's environment, your chances of landing somebody are significantly diminished.
Yeah, because they can cut down on a lot of the time of having to prepare the land, build the building, and all that. If it's already there, they can move in quicker, get set up, and
absolutely
be in operation a lot quicker.
Absolutely. And here again, with the market has changed, And now, if you don't have a building and a site that's ready to go, your chance of success is very small.
Okay. And I know another one of the topics you want to talk about was the three-star retirement committee and the new senior citizen discount card.
Yes, that was that's a very recent development. As a matter of fact, I have one of those cards, and many area businesses are participating. All you got to do is flash the card at the checkout counter, and you get whatever discount that particular business is offering. That also encourages shop at home, and that's another thing that we all need to understand related to the sales tax revenue for the city and the county. But also, you can save money with the businesses that do participate in this program. The cardholder can save money, and we all like to save money.
It may change your mind as far as driving to Tompkinsville or Cookeville if they can save a little bit of money here and keep the money here in the county and in the city and help the revenue stay here. So I believe that's a good program. I know we have a few events coming up I'd like to talk about while you're here. We have the 5th Annual Clay County Fall Chili Cook-Off coming up. And I know people can register for this. I believe they can get entry forms at the chamber.
Yes, correct? That's correct.
Okay, so that's going to be Saturday, October 12th of this year. And the first prize is going to be $500. So it's a good incentive for people to get in there and make your best chili and come and be a part of the festival. Second prize is $200. Third prize is $100. And people's choice is $250. And entry fee is only $10. So, you know, for a $10 investment, you have the opportunity to make, you know, $750 if you get first prize and people's choice. And so that's, you know, that's a pretty good investment. That's probably better than playing the lottery right now. It's more money I've made on the lottery. And it's going to be at the Courthouse Square on Saturday, October 12th. I think they're going to have cups available for purchase for $5, and you go around and you get to sample all the chili and taste all the different people's recipes, and then you can vote on your own, and they're going to have judges voting on people's chili. So everybody come out, and if you need information on that, you can pick those up at the chamber.
And if I may, this particular festival has grown significantly from the very first one. Each year, it's better than the previous year, so it's a very successful, and it's a lot of fun. So I encourage everybody to come on out and enjoy the music, the chili, and the friendship.
So they're going to have live music going.
Yeah.
What time does the music start, do you know?
Not offhand, they don't.
Okay. They also have best decorated booth, best decorated storefront. So all the store owners here, you can decorate your storefront, and there's a $50 prize on that, best decorated booth. And I know last year they had a lot of different booths decorated in the fall theme, and you know, with hay bales and all that. And so I'm planning on participating and being a cook in the chili cook-off. So y'all come down there and taste my chili. And like I say, it's only a $10 investment, so you know, if any of y'all like to make chili, y'all get up there and make some chili and be a part of the festival. I know Standing Stone has a second annual storytelling festival. That is September 28th. So join us in the fun at the second annual storytelling festival in Standing Stone from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. There's 9 storytellers weave their magic and spoken word through their storytelling techniques. They will presenting Appalachian Mountain Tales, Ghost Stories, Historical Tales, Southern Culture Tales, and Legends and Fables. And concessions and baked goods will be available. So y'all make sure to go and check that out. We have the Cumberland Run Car Show, and that's on the historic square here in Solana, October 5th at 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. And we're going to take a short little break, and then we'll come back with some more information, and we'll hear a few words from our sponsors.
Prescription drug abuse is on the rise with our youth, and the consequences can be deadly. What's in your medicine cabinet? Learn how to keep your kids safe. Call Narconon and find out how to prevent prescription drug abuse in your family. Call Narconon, 877-413-3073. That's 877-413-3073. OurDrugsKnow.com.
Husqvarna is the world's largest producer of outdoor power products. Husqvarna offers a full line of lawn and garden equipment for the homeowner and the professional. Chainsaws, blowers, trimmers, mowers, tillers, and zero turns. Husqvarna has everything you need and is here to help you with all of your outdoor power equipment needs. Stop by Clay County Farm Supply at 408 Brown Street in Salina or give them a call at 931-243-4169 to see how Husqvarna can help you. Husqvarna, taming the wild.
Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee is now your certified dealer for Gator Made trailers. Gator Made is your best source to buy trailers factory direct. Gator Made trailers offer a wide variety and style of trailers, such as utility, gooseneck, equipment, and pintle hitch trailers, enclosed cargo trailers, flatbed, platform, cargo, and dump trailers. And financing is available for Gator Made trailers and Husqvarna products at Clay County Farm Supply in Salina, Tennessee.
We're back with the Clay County Corner. My name is Scott Hunt, your guest host today. And we've got Ray Norris here. We're talking about the Chamber of Commerce and we're going over some community events right now. I know one thing coming up tomorrow is the Clay County High School football homecoming. I know that'll be a big event. So everybody go out and support the team and go to the ball games and just be part of the homecoming, see all the events, homecoming queen and all that. Also, today and tomorrow, they have masquerade jewelry and accessory sale from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Proceeds benefiting the Relay for Life. The Beach Bethany Church hosts a gospel meeting on September 29th through October 3rd. The Pea Ridge Volunteer Fire Department, 161, continues to request membership donations and volunteers. You can contact Joe at 931-243-4286. The Clay County Economic Development Board meets at 5 p.m. at the Chamber of Commerce on October 3rd. October 4th is a 5K glow run and walk at Tennessee Tech University campus to support TTU's food pantry and to help fight campus hunger. October 5th, the annual Bilberry Reunion at the Technology Center in Livingston will be taking place. And the Clay County Commission Sanitation Meeting is at 5 p.m. in the Sanitation Building on October 7th. And also we have coming up, this is the hunting season has already started for squirrels. And I know the deer starts soon. And I just wanted to go over, a few things. All the retailers that sell hunting and fishing license have books in their stores that have all the rules and regulations in there to make sure that your hunting and is safe and you know all the rules so you're not shooting animals that are protected and things like that. And you can pick up one of these books and read over all the rules and regulations. And one thing they have is lifetime license. And you can get these for your grandchildren or children. And under 3 years old, it's $200, and it goes up from there the older they get. So it's, it's a good thing to look into getting a lifetime sportsman's license. And you can buy license on the internet now and over the phone, or you can buy them from any retailer. There's a lot of great information in here about like possession of live animals, like if you can't keep animals for as pets that are raccoons, squirrels, things like that. Okay. And So pick up one of these hunting books, and that way you're safe and you know that you're following the rules and regulations out there. And also, I just want to mention the homecoming parade at 1:30, leaving the school at 1:30. So y'all come be a part of the homecoming parade. And this is Scott Hunt with the Clay County Corner. And we hope you enjoyed the show today and been informed. And we hope you tune in at 6 o'clock for the rebroadcast. And then also you can go to the website, www.dalehollowhorizon.com, and click on the link, and you can listen to the broadcast there. This is Scott Hunt signing off from the Clay County Corner. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kix Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.